You're listening to WAER News at WAER.org and NPR One. I'm Katie Zolkowski. A new app launched at Syracuse's Juneteenth Festival has a goal of better connecting residents to their city and their government. I found out how it works and what could be possible as governments increasingly utilize technology to communicate with their residents. If you download the Hello Syracuse app, you'll see warm blues and yellows, along with a list of activities to do in the area. There's a How It Works page in the menu, and it lays out the instructions. Hello Syracuse wants you to get out and explore the city, and you earn points for each activity you complete on its list. It also has push notifications, so users can be informed about city events and public safety alerts. It's designed and managed by the trauma response team.
We wanted to create a brand and a name for this that didn't reference trauma, didn't use, you know, any like dark colors, heavy fonts. So it was all very intentional to use bright colors.
Adam Peruta is the owner of Zivix, the company who developed the app. Zivix partnered with the City of Syracuse through the Startup in Residence program. Peruta says the app is targeted towards disadvantaged communities in the city. Push notifications do alert residents of violence in their communities, but also encourages them to take part in city activities.
People that live with trauma in their life don't see things through the same lens that we see things through. So motivating people to go out and interact in their community or go to this event or activity, it's really, really challenging.
Hello Syracuse is the first app of its kind in the area that aims to increase civic engagement in historically underserved communities. And while the idea of using some tech platform as a space to bring people together may be new here in Syracuse, the concept of using tech to better communication between residents and local government has been around since the mid-90s. Syracuse University iSchool professor Jennifer Stromer-Galley says it's transitioned from email lists to message boards on city websites and now to mobile apps. But Stromer-Galley says the question of if these e-government techniques actually work is still up in the air.
It's an interesting question. It's hard to research. There's some work that's been done research-wise in Michigan, and then researching whether or not it seems to actually increase the public's sense of trust or connection, their feeling of connection to the city. And evidence is really mixed.
Despite this, Stromer-Galley says she can see how mobile apps could evolve into the next generation of technology that a city or municipality uses to communicate with its residents.
You know, I can see it as the next generation of technologies that allow government to make itself available. Mobile applications that allow government to communicate with the public just makes sense.
And this combination of government and technology isn't going anywhere. Stromer-Galley says federal and local dollars are going to fund digitally focused projects in municipalities of all sizes. But in a city like Syracuse, where nearly half of the residents don't have high-speed internet at home, transitioning to a heavy use of technology for civic purposes risk leaving already disadvantaged communities behind. Adam Peruta says that issue was on their mind when developing Hello Syracuse, so they also made all alerts available through text message.
Somebody doesn't have a smartphone. What if somebody doesn't have internet, which is, you know, very viable? So we needed to come up with a way to get notifications to people without the use of a smartphone or internet. So you can also subscribe to the notifications just through SMS.
The app has been around for just a few months, so we're not yet able to tell if it's reaching the communities they want to be reaching, but they do already have plans for growth. The trauma response team hopes to eventually be able to send out notifications about free counseling and other services in the wake of violent events, hoping the app becomes a reliable way to better connect Syracuse with its residents. Hello Syracuse is available on all Apple and Android devices. For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, WAER.org.